This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Bradley Dean. I am a son of liberty. I do believe in liberty. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, sitting in for my friend Bradley. Got a call, a notification earlier today that Bradley was tied up and not able to be on. Asked if I'd be willing to jump in the saddle today, and honored to do so. Bradley has a speaking event going on tonight in Alexandria, Minnesota, Tuesday, July 10th. That'd be today. 5:30, the doors open at 5:15. Go catch him if you happen to be in that area. Bradley, if you have never heard Bradley, never heard him in person, first of all, he's bigger in a house. That always, when I first met Bradley, didn't intimidate me, but that was something that was beyond. I didn't expect a guy quite that big. But he fills the room just with his personality, not only his size. So get a chance, get over there and see Bradley tonight. I say, who are you? I'm Coach Dave Dobenmeyer. You can find me at CoachDaveLive.com. I tell everybody I'm Coach Dave, and I'm live, and I am a son of liberty, and I am a boat rocker as well. So it's an honor to be able to sit in here today, especially on such a big day after President Trump has nominated his next appointment to the U.S. Supreme Court, Brett Kavanaugh. A lot of anticipation going on in there, but I want to present some information and some issues to you today, perhaps from a perspective that you've not considered. And how do we get ourselves in this mess that the Supreme Court of the United States has sort of interjected itself as the supreme being of the world? The Supreme Court is not the supreme being, and somewhere along the line, the power of the people, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union. Somewhere along the way, that power has been seized or kidnapped or stolen or taken away from we the people. And we're in a battle right now, have been for 20 years at least, to try to reclaim some sanity in this good old U.S. of A. So I want to try to break it down for you here today, do the best that I can. And if at any time during the show you want to join us, or you might have a comment, you want to jump in here in the dialogue, call in number is 866-582-9933. Say, Coach, you really said that fast. I know he did. Let me slow down again. Call in number is 866-582-9933. I pride myself on high octane radio. That's probably why Bradley feels it's okay to turn the show over to me today, that I won't put you to sleep. I won't be some drowsy guy, but I got one to wake you up. See, folks, here's what's happened to us in the good old U.S. of A. We've had the courts, we've had the power stolen from us out of the United States Constitution. And I want to open up a can, and maybe a big can of worms, maybe it'd be a can of beans, whatever it would be. I want to open your eyes today to the understanding of exactly what's happened to us, folks. There's a lot of emphasis out there today, a lot of people excited about Brett Kavanaugh. I don't want to talk about whether he's conservative or whether he's not conservative, or Roe versus Wade or no Roe versus Wade, or women's rights or no women's rights. I want to try to drag us kicking and screaming today back to the U.S. Constitution. I want to tell you the biggest coup that's ever taken place, at least in my lifetime, of the American people, is this idea that the Supreme Court is the supreme law of the land. Folks, nothing could be further from the truth. So what are we talking about, Coach? I'll tell you this. It's simple. Courts do not make law. I'm going to say it again. I'll say it real slow for those of you who live in southern Ohio or other parts of America. Courts do not. Wait a minute. No. Courts cannot make law. My friends, I'd ask you right now to go to Google, go to any place that you choose to go on the Internet, and I want you to type in the information, and I want you to find on what day and what year was Roe versus Wade passed into law. Now, wait a minute. I didn't ask you what day the Supreme Court decision came down. At what point on January 22nd, 1973, when the Roe versus Wade decision was handed down by the courts? I'm not asking you that. I know when that happened. I want to know, when was the law passed giving women the right to abort their babies? Well, let me save you some time. You don't have to Google it, because there is no law. And the reason there is no law, my dear friends, is because courts cannot make law. We've been living under what the Declaration of Independence called pretended legislation, legal fiction. The idea that courts, every time a court decision comes down, is a new law, a new precedent is set. A new precedent is set, but not a new law. So as I sit here and out here in the cornfields outside of Columbus, Ohio, I want to encourage you today. First of all, I'm glad that Brett Kavanaugh has been nominated to be on the U.S. Supreme Court. But we better wake up and realize that this is only a big decision because the courts have seized power that they do not have. Now, if you'll hang in there with us today, as the show progresses, I'm going to take you through some examples of seven Supreme Court decisions that changed America. That's what I'm going to do. Seven Supreme Court decisions. And as you sit here today with me on July 10th, 2018, with the sun barreling down here, as I said, outside the cornfields of Columbus, Ohio, I want you to know that not one moral decision ever passed by the courts. Not one. Now, one of the most moral decisions, whether it be marriage, whether it be prayer in school, whether it be the Ten Commandments, I'm going to walk you through that today. None of those were ever a vote of the people. We are a constitutional republic. We the people. We the people. Not them, the courts. Not them and black judges. Not terrorists in black robes. They're not the ones that rule in America today, folks. No. In fact, I just happened to pop up on my trusty computer screen here sitting in front of me. The Constitution of the United States. I went to Article 1, Section 1. Article 1, Section 1. Another first part and the first part of the first part. The first thing mentioned in the U.S. Constitution is the legislative branch. In Article 1, Section 1, the very first statement says this. Are you sitting down? You sitting down out there in Omaha, Nebraska? Are you sitting down up there in the wheat fields outside of Iowa? Here it is, folks. Article 1, Section 1. Google it. All legislative powers herein granted shall be vested in a
coming year. We here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I think it was a very excellent meeting. The information was excellent on the Constitution, and every American needs to hear this, especially the young people. They need to hear this. This is stuff that should be taught in the schools.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
On that last one, Coach Dave Dobb and I are sitting in for Bradley Dean. I was rattling off. I was giving you all the reasons. I was coming to that, boy, I was coming to that high point, and I forgot that we had to go to a break. See, I do my own radio program. You can find it at CoachDaveLive.com, CoachDaveLive.com. Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer. I do it every morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and I don't do breaks. So I was thinking I was on my own show, and I was just ripping through it because there aren't any breaks on my show. So I'm sorry. I had to write at the important point, and we went to the break, so I'll try to clean that up here today. Don't forget Bradley speaking tonight, and let me get it up here. Speaking tonight in the Broadway Ballroom, 115 East 30th Avenue in Alexandria, Minnesota. Doors open at 5:30. I'm sorry, doors open at 5:15. The event starts at 5:30. The Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, CoachDaveLive.com, sitting in for Bradley, honored to be sitting in. And folks, I was just hitting that high point that courts cannot make law. And even though it's exciting that we've got Judge Brett Kavanaugh's been nominated, and we're hoping that down the road Ruth Bader Ginsburg's going to be pushed out of there, and that the court's going to take a conservative tilt, folks. That this is not healthy for any of us when courts are making law. Courts cannot make law. And as right where I was before I went to break, I had you in the Constitution of the United States. You've all heard of that, I suppose, the U.S. Constitution. By the way, if you'd like to jump in here, get a little bit more information from me, maybe you're a little bit more versed on this topic than I am, give us a call at 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. The U.S. Article 1, Section 1 of the United States Constitution says this, and I'm going to read it again. All legislative power herein granted shall be vested in the Congress of the United States, which shall consist of a Senate and a House of Representatives. Now, there's one very important word in that Article 1, Section 1, and it's this. All
legislative powers. All legislative, meaning lawmaking, all legislative powers herein granted shall be vested in a Congress of the United States, which shall consist of a Senate and a House of Representatives. Folks, sit down a minute. Courts cannot make law. Courts offer opinions. They offer opinions. But when they come down with an opinion, you had high school social studies, didn't you? Didn't you go to high school? Didn't they teach you back when they used to give us what was called POD when I was in school, called Problems of Democracy? Didn't you have history class? Didn't you have American history class? Didn't you have civics class when you were in school? And didn't they teach you how a law was made? And the law was made by either House of Congress, whether it be the House of Representatives or whether it be the Senate, introduces a bill, and the members inside the House of Representatives, that's where the bill is introduced. They introduce a bill. Let's say it would be a bill to feed monkeys. We wanted to feed every monkey in the world. So the bill would go to the House of Representatives. Somebody would introduce the bill, and the guys in the House of Representatives, they'd argue it back and forth, and then they would pass a bill out. And that bill would pass out of the House, and that bill would then go to the Senate. And the Senate would take up that same bill about feeding all the monkeys in the United States of America. And the senators would fight back and forth, and they'd banter back and forth, and they'd make some changes in that bill. And then that bill would be passed out of the Senate, and then it would go to reconciliation, which would mean maybe the bill had been changed a little bit. The House had passed the bill, the Senate had changed the bill. It wasn't exactly the same bill, so it would go to reconciliation, and they would bring the two houses together and come up with a bill that both of them could agree on, and that bill would be passed by the House, and it would be passed by the Senate, and then it would be a law, right? No! It's still not a law, because the House votes on it, the Senate votes on it, there's reconciliation that is done, a bill comes out, passed by the House and the Senate, and it goes to the President of the United States for his signature. And if he doesn't sign it, it's still not a law. Now, we could go through the process of what happens and the veto powers and all that, but folks, listen. Courts don't make law. Courts are made by the legislature. Well, it sounds all well and good, but that hasn't been going on in the United States of America. Let me give you an example. Over the next half hour or so, as we're together here, let me open your eyes, and we'd love to have your phone calls. Jump in here. It's 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Folks, here's where it all started. In fact, I was in Washington, D.C. just last week at a press conference at the U.S. Supreme Court on the third anniversary of the Obergefell decision, which was, we like to call it the same-sex marriage decision. Folks, there ain't no such thing as same-sex marriage. No such thing. And even though the Supreme Court said back 3 years ago that there was same-sex marriage, there's no same-sex. There's no law. There's no law. Why is there no law? Very simple. Show me the law. The House, the Senate, the President's signature. Show me the law passed by a House and a Senate and the President legalizing, as they say, homosexual marriage. Can somebody show me that? Of course they can't. Why can't they? Because there is no law. We have a Supreme Court decision, but courts cannot make law. So what happened to us? Well, it started back in 1947. Not that long ago. I was born in 1952, so that would be 71 years ago. There's a Supreme Court decision that came before the U.S., became before the Supreme Court, called Everson versus the Board of Education. And in Everson versus the Board of Education in 1947, the Supreme Court handed down a decision that came up with a brand new statement never before heard in American jurisprudence, and that word was the separation between the church and the state. Never been heard of before, had never been litigated before, no such thing. And the idea of the separation between the church and state came not from a law, but from a private letter written by Thomas Jefferson in 1801 to the Danbury Baptist Church. The Danbury Baptist Church was scared Thomas Jefferson was going to make the Church of England the official church of the United States of America. And so the Danbury Baptist wrote him and said, Thomas, you're not going to do that, are you, President Jefferson? You're not going to make us Church of England. And he wrote back and said, no. There's a wall of separation between the church and the state. And it was Justice Hugo Black in 1947, 146 years later, who grabbed that private letter from Thomas Jefferson and inserted it into the Everson versus the Board of Education decision, which was, the whole decision was based on money going to Catholic schools to transport students back and forth and buy books and stuff like that. And Hugo Black, who was a KKK member and a hated Catholics, he inserted this lie of the separation between the church and state in this decision. As we know from recent decisions, there's something called court precedents, or stare decisis, meaning previously decided cases. And it was with that diabolical decision in Everson versus the Board of Education in 1947. When the First Amendment of the United States was rewritten by Justice Hugo Black. Google it! Oh, my dog's barking. You don't have to believe me. You don't have to believe me. Google it! And you'll find out that that was when the lie of the separation between the church and the state began. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to hang in here with me over the next half hour, because I'm going to show you exactly what's happened to America and what the battle with Brett Kavanaugh and the battle to the Supreme Court, what that is all about, as we try to once again grab control of our country and our government and seize control of the Supreme Court of the United States, who have been unethically and illegally and unconstitutionally making law. Courts cannot make law. All legislative power. All legislative power belongs to the House, the Senate, and eventually requires the signature of the President of the United States. So real quickly, can somebody show me that law that passed that said that prayer had to be taken out of school? Can somebody show me that law? Can somebody show me that law that said the kids can't pray in school or that you can't read the Bible in school? Can somebody show me that law? Can somebody show me with a public posting of the Ten Commandments on government buildings that's somehow unconstitutional? Can somebody show me that law? That's what we're going to get into here, folks, as we traverse the next 30 minutes. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer again, sitting in for Bradley Dean, asking the questions that others sometimes are afraid to ask. The Bible tells us my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. We don't understand our government. We don't understand the Bible. We don't understand the confluence of those two things, the importance of the biblical basis as God being our creator. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, among them life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump's nominee for the Supreme Court of the United States, Brett Kavanaugh, is meeting with lawmakers on Capitol Hill. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer already came out against Kavanaugh, but Republican Tom Tillis says there's not much to the Democrats' argument.
Right now, we're getting to know him. We're reviewing the documentation. He has an extraordinary record with the number of cases that he's been a part of adjudicating. And Mitch is right. This is a fill-in-the-blanks opposition. The opposition statements from the other side of the aisle happened weeks ago.
President Trump spoke to reporters today ahead of his 7-day European trip. The president talked about one of the things he hopes to accomplish on the trip.
NATO has not treated us fairly, but I think we'll work something out. We pay far too much, and they pay far too little. But we will work it out, and all countries will be happy.
President Trump will also be meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin on the trip. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey, so why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey, because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey, and because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey,
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey, Hotels.com, you do you and get rewarded.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
I did it again. Yeah, I talked right through that break. I get so excited. My wife just walked in and she says, calm down, talk slower. That's hard for me to do. Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer sitting in for Bradley Dean. Sure appreciated the opportunity to do that. You know, Bradley's program is really expanding all across America. That's heard. There's a lot of, it's hard to get away from the guy, wherever he is. But if you want to know more about it, go to Sons of Liberty Radio, and there's all the stations are there, and I became a supporter of Bradley Dean. As a guy who does radio myself, I have an internet radio show and a couple other venues that I'm on. I understand that it takes money to do it. And if you appreciate it and you like what you hear and you want to keep some guys on the air that are speaking the truth, then support Bradley. So we're right in the middle, Coach Dave, CoachDaveLive.com, right in the middle of trying to break this whole thing down. I got to get moving here if I'm going to get through this, because this is so important for me. Two things, two takeaways right now, folks. I want you to make sure that you've understood. And let me give the call-in number out there in case somebody has a question or somebody thinks maybe I'm missing something. The call-in number is 866-582-9933. If you're driving down the road, don't write down that number. 866-582-9933. Let's get to the nitty-gritty here. Okay, we've established this. At least I've established it, and you can believe it if you want to, or you don't have to believe it. Number one, courts don't make law. All legislative power is vested in the Congress, and which consists of U.S. House of Representatives and the Senate. That's historical. And number two, the Supreme Court offers opinions. They do not make law. Number three, the idea of the separation between the church and state was merely the opinion of six judges. It was not the opinion of the United States of America, of its founders, of its citizens. None of the citizens voted to remove God in any way, shape, or form away from the government. Happened in 1947, Everson versus the Board of Education, and we have suffered the ills of that decision ever since then. So here's the problem. Now we're screaming and hollering about the Supreme Court and reclaiming the power on the Supreme Court. Well, we don't want conservative judges to get on there and make law either. We want conservative judges to get on there and return the power back to the people, back to the legislators. The job of the court is simply to rule on whether something is constitutional or not. In other words, Roe versus Wade did not legalize abortion. Are you with me, folks? This is critical for us to understand. So I want to share with you today. I want to go deeper than that. I want to share with you what I call 7 Supreme Court decisions that changed America. 7 of them. It's where we are today. It's the mess that we're in because we've allowed the courts to make law. They don't make law. We've allowed the courts to rule what is and is not law. They don't have the power to be able to do that. And we're going to try to bring that to your remembrance here today. Okay, so here we go. First Supreme Court decision that changed America. And that happened, my friends. Are you ready? You're sitting down. Engel versus Vitale, 1962. And in the Supreme Court ruling of Engel versus Vitale, the Supreme Court of the United States ruled that prayer in public schools was unconstitutional. Now, folks, this has been based on no previous basis at all. We heard about the term called stare decisis, which basically means previously decided case. They call it case law. All new cases are supposed to be based on what previous courts decided. So in 1947, follow me now, 1947, Everson versus the Board of Education, Justice Hugo Black, 5-6 members of the Supreme Court rewrote the First Amendment and said there was a separation between the church and state. That was step number one. Then step number two, based on stare decisis, the separation between the church and the state, Engel versus Vitale. They said, okay, since there's a separation between the church and state, therefore, prayer is not allowed in public schools. Done by Madeline Murray O'Hare, by the way. Most of you remember that. And then 1 year later, in Abington versus Shemp, 1963, Supreme Court removed the reading of the Bible from the education of our children. Did you know up until that point, did you know that George Washington, his first act of when he was elected president of the United States was to print and buy Bibles for use in the public schools? Did you know that? Well, Abington versus Shemp, don't miss this now, stare decisis, Abington versus Shemp, based on stare decisis, on Everson versus the Board of Education, 1947, separation of church and state led to removing prayer in Engel versus Vitale, which moved to 1963, a year later, when they removed Bible reading out of the school, all based on what? The lie of the separation between the church and state. And then it took them not much longer, 10 years later, another Supreme Court decision that changed America, Roe versus Wade, 1973, January 22nd, 1973, a day that will live in infamy. What did the court rule in 1973? That through something called the penumbras of the Constitution, they found the right to privacy in the Constitution, and that right to privacy guaranteed or granted, so they said, the right for a woman to murder her pre-born baby. Now, folks, so far we've had Everson versus the Board of Education, we've had Vitale, we've had Abington versus Shemp. We've had Roe versus Wade. Can anybody tell me yet anywhere where any of those laws were passed? Any of those laws been passed? Of course not. Remember, what's the premise? What's the fact? Courts cannot make law. So the next charge happened in 1980. 1980 in a decision from the court known as Stone versus Graham, 1980 in Texas. The Supreme Court of the United States ruled that the public posting of the Ten Commandments in public buildings and schools and government buildings somehow violated the First Amendment of the Constitution. The Establishment Clause is what they tell us. Well, that's because we don't understand what the First Amendment says. The First Amendment says, Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of the religion, nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And those crazy courts ruled that merely by putting the Ten Commandments up on the wall of the schoolhouse, that somehow was establishing a religion. But that was making everybody be a Christian. That was making everybody have to obey those. That's not what it was. That's not what happened, friends. It was a further undermining of Christianity and the founding of this country. Stone versus Graham, 1980. Say, how about that, Coach? I didn't know most of this stuff, Coach. I didn't know most of this. I know, folks. That's why you need to tune in to CoachDaveLive.com every morning. But it's all archived at our website, Coach Dave Live. Let me continue. Here's the sixth one. Is that where I am? Is this number six? This happened in 1992. In fact, I'm going to have maybe more than these. 1992, Planned Parenthood versus Casey. And that Planned Parenthood versus Casey decision in 1992, remember, courts cannot make law. Courts can merely opine, make opinions about law. But Casey said that basically we all have the right to self-determination. And so that therefore, Justice Souter said at the heart of liberty is the right to determine one's own concept of existence, of meaning of life, of meaning of the universe, and the meaning of human life. And if by doing that, Casey, the Supreme Court, ruled the court to be God. They removed all vestige of God in Christianity and said the court, we determine what's right and wrong. Hey, bear with me. We're winding down here. Remember, how did it start? Everson versus the Board of Education, the fake lie of the separation between the church. Engel versus Vattel took prayer out of school. Abington versus Shemp took Bible reading out of the school. Roe versus Wade started killing our children. 1980, Stone versus Graham, they took down the Ten Commandments. And then the one that I just mentioned to you, my brain went dead on me, was Planned Parenthood versus Casey, 1992. And then the sixth charge, Lawrence v. Texas, 2003, all based on the lie of the separation of morality and state. Don't miss this. Lawrence v. Texas said that there was now a legal right for male-on-male homosexual sodomy. 2003, overturning 6,000 years of biblical history where sodomy, sex between two men, was a crime. And in 2003, Lawrence v. Texas, the Supreme Court ruled the right to homosexual sodomy. We know what happened next. We know what happened in July of 2015. Obergefell, where the Supreme Court ruled on the same lie of the separation of church and state in stare decisis, and there is no morality, and the courts determine what's right and wrong. Based on that same faulty logic, we saw marriage as an institution destroyed in the Obergefell decision of 2015, where they ruled gay marriage, homosexual marriage, to be legal. Despite the fact that here in Ohio, where I live, in 2004, we passed a law in Ohio that said marriage is only between a man and a woman. We have a law in Ohio. And a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, when Kim Davis down in Kentucky, the registrar down in Kentucky, when she said, I'm not going to marry two men. And the case, remember the... We'll be back. 10 seconds. I'll wrap all this up on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I can say this. I think the truth is probably the most inspiring thing. And I think we need to get a lot more people under his belt, definitely. I just heard about Bradley an hour before I came here, and I respect every word he said. I stand behind this guy 100%.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Oh, welcome back, folks. Where's the time to go? Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer sitting in for Bradley Dean. Sure appreciate Bradley giving me the opportunity to do it. Bradley's speaking tonight in Alexandria, Minnesota at the Broadway Ballroom, 113 East 30th Avenue in Alexandria. The event begins at 5:30. The doors open at 5:15. Get over there and listen to this mountain of a man, Bradley Dean. He's a boat rocker. I'm a boat rocker, too. God bless Bradley. Thanks for letting me sit in here, Bradley. Hey, I just thought about something. A lot of you, as you're driving down the road right now, you're listening to this. Maybe you're sitting in traffic, whatever. You're saying, man, I've never heard anything like this guy's put out on this radio. I never heard anything about courts don't make law. I've never heard anything about all legislative power being vested in the Congress. I never heard any of that stuff. I never understood about the separation between the church and the state and what a lie that is. And that came from Thomas Jefferson. And man, this guy talks so fast, and I didn't get a chance to write any of it down. Well, folks, if that's you, here's what I want you to do. Take out a pen if you can, or just file this away. This is really, really easy. Here's an email. My show is Coach Dave Live. That is so easy to remember. I'm Coach Dave, and I'm live. CoachDaveLive.com. If you'd like to have a copy of what I'm sharing with you today, just shoot me an email and just make it so simple. What do? You say, Coach at CoachDaveLive.com. Say, Coach, send me that stuff. I've never heard any of that. I want to share that with my pastor. I want to share that with my friends. I'm a Sunday school teacher. I want to share that with the Sunday school. I'm an elementary school teacher. My husband's an attorney. I want to share it with him and see if all that is true. Coach at CoachDaveLive.com. you shoot us out an email, and we'll get that thing right out to you. In fact, I produced some fabulous DVDs, CDs on these things. Crazy, I don't even know about where they are anymore. But my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We don't know. We don't understand. Let me run down that list for you real slowly. It all started with Justice Hugo Black and Everson versus the Board of Education, where the courts ruled without any legal precedent at all. What did they rule? That there's a separation between the church and the state. There isn't, folks. That was from a letter from Thomas Jefferson, written in 1801 to the Danbury Baptists in 1801, Danbury, Connecticut. Hugo Black picked up that term, separation between the church and the state. He inserted it into the Supreme Court decision, Everson versus the Board of Education, and in fact rewrote the First Amendment of the Constitution. It was followed quickly 13 years later by the Supreme Court decision, Abington versus Shemp, where prayer was removed from the schools, followed by Engle versus Fatale, where Bible reading was removed, followed by Roe versus Wade, the Jane Roe decision, courts making law that they don't have the authority to make. It was followed by that. All of it based on the same thing, stare decisis, all of it based on it. 1973, legalizing the killing of unborn children, followed by 1980, Stone versus Graham and Kentucky case where they took the Bible, the Ten Commandments, off of the wall. They did that. Followed by, come on, Coach, get that brain working. What's the next one? Followed by, how could we forget, Planned Parenthood versus Casey, which said that you had the right to self-determination, that there was no morality, and the morality didn't come from God, but it came from the Supreme Court. Followed by the ruling on homosexual sodomy. Homosexual sodomy being legalized, Lawrence v. Texas in 2003, on to 2015, the Obergefell decision, where the Supreme Court of the United States, in a 5-4 vote, somehow found within the Constitution the right for males to marry males and women to marry women. And folks, that's a state's issue. So here's what's happening, just so we can all play this out so we understand. If Judge Kavanaugh gets on and we get some what they call originalists on, people who don't interpret the Constitution, but people who actually read the Constitution and say, here's what it says. If we get those people on the Supreme Court, a majority of them, abortion will not be made illegal. Please hear me. Abortion will not be made illegal. It will be returned to the states. That's the 9th and the 10th Amendment of the Constitution, which says all power not vested to the federal government belongs to the states. The states have no right in making decisions regarding medical issues. And that's what the left always tells us. Abortion is a medical issue. That right belongs to the states. So a proper ruling at the U.S. Supreme Court will not end abortion, but will kick abortion back to the states, unless the Supreme Court would rule that an unborn child is a citizen and has the right to life. That would change everything. But the same thing also applies with marriage. Marriage is not a federal government issue, folks. When you get married, you go to the church to get married. If you don't go to the church, you go to the justice of the peace, you get a state license for marriage. You don't get a federal license, you get a state license. Marriage is regulated by the states. So a correct ruling on the Obergefell decision would be the judges will kick it back to the individual states and said, Ohio, you make your own decision, the people of Ohio, we the people. You make your own decisions in Ohio regarding marriage. Well, we've already done that. In 2004, we said the marriage was between a man and a woman. That's it, the only kind of marriage. So what we've had is judicial tyranny. Judicial tyranny, folks. Courts don't make law. Now, what I've shared with you today is so unbelievably critical that I would ask you to begin to share this with your friends. Let me give you a real easy description, a real easy explanation. Ask them this. How are laws made? Remember we just had Obamacare as a law? Do you remember that? Obamacare was what? Passed through the House, went to the Senate, they had a reconciliation, and then Obama signed it. And now we're trying to undo Obamacare, but at least it was passed as a law. So you say this, folks, where is the law on abortion? Where's the law? Where's the federal law? What president signed the right to abortion? What president signed the right for marriage between two men? What president signed that? And begin to help people understand that we've seen a usurpation of power by the courts that the founders never intended them to have. Here's your line. Courts cannot make law. Let's say it again. Come on, repeat after me. Courts cannot make law. The court simply judges the law. So let's say, for instance, that someone wanted to have an abortion, and they took the decision to the court, and the court looked at the case, and the court said, "Now this law seems to be a little bit overbearing. This is a constitutional law. Does that thereby legalize all abortion in America?" Well, of course not. The Supreme Court would say to the lower court, go back and take this to the legislature and rewrite the law so that it complies with the Constitution. When we end up in a country where the final arbiter of right and wrong is nine unelected for life judges, folks, we're setting ourselves up for what has commonly been called judicial tyranny. Now, we'll make that option again for those of you who have never heard any of this, think that I'm crazy. Shoot me an email. Say, Coach, give me some information on that. I want more information on that. Because, friends, listen, we have got to begin to re-educate American citizens, especially Christian American citizens, to see exactly what it is, how we've lost the power. We, the people, how we have lost the power in this country. Simply send me an email, coach@coachdavelive.com. coach@coachdavelive.com. And if I could be so bold as to do this on Bradley's show, folks, I pray that you'd go to my website and you would check out all the unbelievable, great content that we have at coachdavelive.com. Excuse me, I do a weekly daily program. I write weekly. We do live videos. We are street ministers. We go out on the streets. There is all kinds of content that can be found there. And I would encourage you to encourage yourself. Please visit coachdavelive.com. That was the email. coachdavelive.com. God bless you, Bradley. Thanks for letting me sit in. We'll see you somewhere down the road. Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer signing off. God bless you all.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.